People are contacting their members of Congress about the war in Iraq, flooding offices with email, letters, and phone calls. For some, it's been face-to-face meetings. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports on one of the latest listening sessions held for Milwaukee area residents by Wisconsin Senator Russell Feingold.
Morning, I'm Senator Russ Feingold.
About 100 people gathered to talk to Senator Feingold in a conference room of the Milwaukee Area Technical College.
I'll just ask that we all have a moment of silence for our men and women that suffered so greatly in the last few hours.
The war and the war on terrorism was a dominant theme at the meeting. Margaret Palmer told the senator she was concerned about civil liberties.
Certain of our rights and privileges are slowly being eroded. And I'd just like some comment about that, or what an individual can do.
As you know, there was a bill called the USA Patriot Act.
Feingold voted against the Patriot Act, which broadened the government's surveillance authority to fight terrorism. The senator also fought against a resolution authorizing a war. Many in the crowd supported him. They wore buttons or held signs protesting the U.S. invasion. Others, like District Attorney E. Michael McCann, simply voiced their discontent.
I have great reservations about our involvement, particularly unilaterally. As a lawyer, I've watched the growth of international law through the United Nations. I think we've made a grievous mistake in going in without UN support.
McCann praised Feingold for backing a resolution which supported the U.S. troops. Others, like Jim Carpenter, said they felt betrayed. Carpenter stood in the back of the room holding a sign which read, "No war on Iraq."
The war was wrong before it started. It's wrong now. We're killing innocent people. We want it to end. And what are you going to do about it?
Well, sir, when the resolution came up that mattered about whether the president was going to get authority, I voted no. That's the one that mattered. Now, this one the other day was nothing other than an attempt to show of support for our troops as they are risking their lives. And you know what?
War talk may have been at the forefront of this discussion with Senator Feingold, but many in the group told him there were plenty of domestic issues which should not be ignored. Medicare, judicial appointments, college funding grants. Loris Greco called the country's budget priorities backwards.
We need to be paying more attention to the infrastructure of peace in this society, some of which is just maintaining people who need our help. Homelessness is on the uprise. People are hungry, even here.
Noting each comment on slips of paper, Feingold agreed that many domestic issues are being overshadowed by the war. Talking to reporters before the meeting began, he said he's taken action to help reshape the country's budget priorities to some degree. The senator won a surprise vote last week, which called for $100 billion of President Bush's massive tax cut proposal to be set aside in a special fund to pay for the war in Iraq.
Because there's no reason why we shouldn't put this war ahead of a huge tax cut. I think it has to come first.
Today, the president is expected to ask Congress for about $75 billion to pay for the war. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, West Allis, Wisconsin.
In review, Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair today said difficult days are ahead in the war. A U.S. Army division is getting ready for what could be the biggest challenge so far, an assault on Iraq's elite Republican Guard units surrounding Baghdad. The U.S. 3rd Infantry Division is about 50 miles outside Baghdad, waiting for reinforcements and supplies before launching a full-scale ground attack. A fierce sandstorm has slowed progress of U.S. forces as they push north toward Baghdad. In the south, U.S. Marines have taken control of strategic bridges over the Euphrates River at the city of An-Nasiriya. The Marines had fought Iraqi militia forces for 2 days. British forces also are reported to have eliminated the last pockets of resistance at the port of Umm Qasr, at the head of the Persian Gulf. The first ship carrying relief supplies for southern Iraq may arrive in that port later today or tomorrow.